This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Former Colorado Governor Dick Lamb has died. He left the political stage decades ago, but remained an outspoken advocate for policy issues like universal health care. In 1987, as Lamb prepared to leave the governor's office, he told CPR News he didn't have further political aspirations, but he loved policy.
Well, I just love running the state. I get up every morning and I'm very excited about going to work. I'm really sick of politics. I'm sick of all the money that it takes to run for office and all of the time away from the family.
Lamb did run for office again. He lost a bid for a U.S. Senate seat in 1992 and unsuccessfully sought the Reform Party nomination for president 4 years later. Dick Lamb died Thursday after suffering a pulmonary embolism earlier in the week. He was 85. A national forest on the western slope lifts fire restrictions starting today. Here's CPR Stina Sieg.
Enough rain has fallen over the White River National Forest that conditions have improved considerably. But Forest Supervisor Scott Fitzwilliam cautions that we are still in a drought and things can dry out quickly, which could prompt the Forest Service to reinstate fire restrictions. The White River National Forest is huge, spanning many counties, 8 wilderness areas, and a dozen ski resorts. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Colorado's 42 state parks will be free to visit this coming Monday to celebrate Colorado's statehood anniversary, which is Sunday. State Park spokesman Travis Duncan says parks will probably be crowded, even though it's a weekday.
We had record levels of visitation to our state parks this past year during the pandemic, and so we expect there'll be quite a few people getting out to the state parks this year.
Park admission is free Monday, but other fees for camping in the backcountry will be in effect. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.